Microsoft adds a new security protection to Edge. A data breach impacts 43 million French citizens. The US sentences the eRoot administrator to 3.5 years in prison. And the Black Bite ransomware gang returns. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 18th of March, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Kroll. Find them at kroll.com/cyber. In today's top story, Microsoft has developed a new security protection for its Edge web browser. The new protection aims to stop sandbox escape attacks. It works by crashing the JavaScript rendering process when attackers try to pivot to internal browser components. The new feature is scheduled to roll out to all Edge users with the release of version 1.2.3 later this week. The new protection has also been added to the Chromium open source browser. It's unclear when it will reach Chrome, Opera, Vivaldi, and the other Chromium-based browsers. In other news, the US Federal Communications Commission has adopted a voluntary cybersecurity labeling scheme for internet-connected devices. Named the US Cyber Trust Mark, the program was announced by the White House in July last year. It allows vendors to apply a special shield logo on their devices if they meet basic cybersecurity requirements. Criteria include having unique and strong default passwords, receiving security updates, and restricting access to their management interfaces. Hackers have breached France's unemployment agency and stolen the personal data of nearly 43 million people. The breach affected anyone who used the agency to find a job or seek financial aid. The breach took place in February this year. The agency says hackers didn't access any financial information. The International Monetary Fund has disclosed a security breach that impacted 11 email accounts. The IMF says it discovered the hack in February and has since secured the compromised users. The organisation says an investigation is still ongoing and did not attribute the intrusion. The Mosaic cryptocurrency platform says a former developer stole $2 million worth of assets. Mosaic claims the former developer compromised a core team member and stole the private keys of a security module. They used the keys to steal funds and transfer them out to other exchanges. Mosaic revoked access to its systems for all employees as it investigates the hack. The company says 90% of the stolen funds have already been frozen at one of the receiving exchanges. Russia's largest telco is blocking the SIP protocol on its network. In a letter to affected customers, Rostelecom claimed it acted on orders from the Russian Federal Security Service. SIP-based IP telephony is widely used by businesses to connect offices and call centres. The block has affected telephony services at smaller companies all over Russia. US authorities have sentenced the administrator of the eRoot cybercrime marketplace to 42 months in prison. Moldovan national Sandu Boris Diaconu was arrested while trying to leave the UK in May 2021 and was extradited to the US last October. He ran a network of sites where threat actors sold more than 350,000 credentials. A former manager of a New Jersey mobile phone store has pleaded guilty to participating in SIM-swapping attacks. Jonathan Katz admitted to using his manager credentials to change SIM details for multiple customers. Katz was allegedly paid in Bitcoin for each SIM swap. Authorities identified Katz after tracing threat actor transactions to his personal crypto account. The Black Bite ransomware gang has resumed activity after a five-month hiatus. The group has returned with a new look and a new dark web leak site. Its previous site had been dormant since October. The gang has also listed a new victim, a California-based wastewater utility. And finally, more than 8,500 QNAP network-attached storage devices are vulnerable to a recently disclosed flaw. The vulnerability allows attackers to bypass authentication and take over the device. Proof-of-concept code was published online last week, but no attacks have been observed in the wild so far. QNAP released patches for affected devices on March 9. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Kroll. Find them at kroll.com/cyber. Thanks for your company.